All right, everybody, welcome to episode number 116 of the Veeam Community Podcast. Boy, do we have a special lineup today. For those listeners that have been following the podcast through the course of the last few months or so, you'll know that we have been focusing it really in on our vanguards and really having a spotlight. And with us today, I have an extra special guest coming to us all the way from the great white north of Alberta, Canada. We got Dave Kawula. Dave, why don't you say hello to the audience?
Hey, everyone. How you doing, Clint? It's really great to be on your community podcast here today. Hopefully you guys can hear me okay. Sometimes it takes a little while for our packets to get south of the border.
Yeah, they got to inspect them every time they go over, right?
Yeah, exactly. There's some tight security these days.
Absolutely. Well, hey, Dave, you know, we really appreciate your time. And, you know, why don't you give us a little bit of background about yourself?
Yeah, sure. No problem, Clint. So my name is Dave Kawula. I am a Microsoft MVP, and Hyper-V is my specialty that I have. I'm also a Veeam Vanguard, which I'm really pleased to be a member of the inaugural part of that Veeam MVP community. Technical evangelist for a number of startup companies, and IT consultant that works around North America.
Wow. So, I mean, do you ever find time to sleep with that busy schedule that you've got going on?
Yeah, not really. It can sometimes be really challenging because, you know, I sometimes get pulled in a lot of different directions, but I can always make time for my friends at Veeam.
Right. And I mean, the community is a large part of what we do in enabling the folks that listen to the podcast to generally get access to information of folks that they typically don't have access to. Right. So, I mean, you're very involved in the community. You run your own user group in Calgary, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, I'm a participating member in the Calgary Virtualization User Group, as well as we're going to be starting up a new user group. We've got a brand new Microsoft user group that we're spinning up, kind of folding in some of the smaller ones that we were having a tough time getting some membership with. And I'm also going to be helping start a couple of other user groups around North America. Just, you know, try to get that community awareness out there for Microsoft technologies.
Right. And what, I mean, from your perspective, right, you're part of the Vanguard program. You're one of our inaugural members. You're part of the Microsoft MVP program that solely focuses 100% around community, right? Getting good content out there, really evangelizing and being the voice of both Veeam as well as, you know, Microsoft. In your opinion, what do you think, like, what do you value the most within the community? What's your most favorite part? What excites you in the morning to get up and kind of go out there and be a part of it?
You know what? I love taking and working with people that haven't potentially touched a technology or know that it's evolved, and showing them that, you know, new stuff is out there, that, you know, companies like Microsoft and Veeam are making, you know, really great strides and advancements in their technologies and in their sides of the business, and just seeing their eyes light up as we're able to showcase a lot of those new features. You know, there's a lot of people that are out there today, Clint, that still don't have any virtualization in their environments. So sometimes you get to come across those environments too, and that's a lot of fun to work on those greenfield deployments, because those aren't as many as what we used to have.
Right, because, I mean, at least with a greenfield environment, you can go in and set it up right from the get-go. You know, a lot of the legacy virtual environments that we get involved in, regardless if they're Hyper-V infrastructures or even VMware vSphere, right, the nice part about virtualization is it's so dynamic and it's so fast-paced. It's easy to move things around, stand up virtual machines, get stuff up and running, but that oftentimes leads to things within the infrastructure that don't get the necessary attention. Right, you know, not setting up storage correctly, or not having the network infrastructure appropriately updated or set up correctly. Right, so that can lead to a lot of problems down the line.
Yeah, for sure, absolutely. And then, you know, the partnership that I've got as a Veeam partner and Vanguard really helps me out a lot with that, because there's a lot of really great free community tools even that, you know, Veeam provides that can help a lot of those organizations figure out where those problems are coming from.
Right. And I mean, we're very active within the Hyper-V community specifically. You know, myself, this year is my first year as being an MVP, a Microsoft MVP for the cloud and data center management area. So I'm really proud of that. But one of the things that we've announced And you can go out there on the Twitter sphere and find this, but we'll share a link afterwards in the podcast notes. But anyone that is active within the community, whether you're a Pernix Pro or a vExpert or a Microsoft MVP or a Veeam Vanguard or a Cisco Champion or any of those individual areas that you're an expert, you're eligible to get a Veeam NFR, not the resale key, to test things out and play with Veeam in your own lab environment and even protect your home data center. So that's something.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So yeah, Dave. What about? So you said you do some technical evangelism with other organizations. So who do you work with there? Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure, for sure. So I'm very active, as you know, with Veeam as a Vanguard. So try to do some blogging, and I'm active as a speaker at your guys' VeeamON conference for the past few years. I also work very closely with a sister company to Veeam called Five9 Software. Mm-hmm. And Five9 Software provides a security platform for Hyper-V. So I'm one of their technical evangelists, as well as being a technical evangelist for a storage startup called GridStore. So they're a hyper-converged vendor that focuses 100% on Hyper-V. And that's one of the reasons that I like them, because it falls right into my wheelhouse.
Right. And, you mentioned, excuse me, Five9. So our really good friend, Simon Perryman, is over at Five9. And they've got a lot of cool stuff that's coming down. They even have a free product called Five9 Manager that you can actually download for free off the website and use that in place of, say, for instance, VMM or even Hyper-V Manager within your environment. So it's a great free tool that's out there for the community to take advantage of.
Yeah, for sure. I'm typically trying to use the Five9 product suite at almost every single Hyper-V deployment that I do. They just fill so many of the little gaps that are out there on the Microsoft virtualization space. It just kind of becomes a no-brainer. And the great part about them having a free product, Clint, is for those smaller viewers that we have out there, not size and stature of the actual person, Clint, but the actual size of their companies they're working for. Mm-hmm. So if you've got a small to mid-size company and you've got a couple of Hyper-V hosts, that product can be free for you for the longevity of its life in your organization.
Right. And that's an awesome thing. So, we're actually, Dave and I are going to be speaking together at the upcoming MVP Days Roadshow, which we'll talk about again deeper here in a minute. But we're also going to be speaking at the upcoming Tech Mentor event that's in Las Vegas. Now, one of the sessions that Dave and I are going to be participating in out there is something that we're calling What the Heck is NanoServer? So if you've not heard, Microsoft within Windows Server 2016 has announced this new headless deployment of Windows Server. So what does headless mean? It means it requires all remote management. There's really nothing you can do other than setting an IP address within the local console. Now, our friends over at Five9 are actually developing and building their free tool around being able to manage these remote nano servers or these remote Hyper-V installations where you have virtual machines running. So that's another great option that's coming here in the future from both Windows, Microsoft, as well as our friends over at Five9. But then also check us out if you're interested in getting more information about Tech Mentor or other community events. Be sure to let us know. But so, Dave, what is MVP Days, right? It's an event. Is a roadshow?
Yeah, so MVP Days was the brainchild of a few Microsoft MVPs from Canada. And so we had a Microsoft-sponsored community event called Tech Days that ran for probably 4 to 5 years, from about 2008 to 2011, 2012. And unfortunately, the direction of Microsoft in Canada had changed, and they wanted to do more online events and kind of more in-person hands-on labs. And the unfortunate reality was funding was tight, and they had to cut something. So they actually cut their roadshow called Tech Days. And we were really missing that as MVPs, because that was a huge speaking opportunity. That's actually how I was able to showcase some of my speaking abilities, Clint. And that's one of the ways that I became an MVP was, speaking at some of these regional shows. And so that had disappeared. So there wasn't a really good framework to help new MVPs get out there and have a chance to speak in front of, you know, a good size audience, like something bigger than a user group where you get 10 to 15, 20 people. We wanted to have something where we could get 200, 300 people out in an individual city. And so we decided, you know what, let's take a stab at this. So this was 2 years ago now. Myself and my wife and Marcos Nogueira and a couple other guys, we decided that we were gonna take this on. And the first year that we put it on, we had an amazing turnout, amazing success, had over 15 MVPs show up for the first round of this. We ran it in Western Canada, in Vancouver, Calgary, Edmonton, and small town Saskatchewan, Saskatoon. And it was great. The turnout was great. The feedback was great. The sponsors loved it. The attendees thought it was amazing to actually have that kind of content coming out local to them. Is all content that was delivered by Microsoft MVPs, and we didn't take and curb their creative abilities with the content that they wanted to deliver, and then they loved it. So this past September, we ran MVP Days round number two. And so we ran that again in Western Canada, in Vancouver, Edmonton, and Calgary. And this time we had over 750 registrations, which is amazing for that type of a regional event. And you know, based on that great feedback, we're now working on MVP Days number three. And this time we're coming out to the east, and we are going to be hitting Toronto, Ottawa, and Montreal. And you never know, Clint, maybe sometime in the future, we may be coming down to your neck of the woods and maybe doing kind of a joint MVP Day slash VBrisket type event. But back to the actual content, this year for our Eastern show, we actually have hit a record, Clint. We have the most Canadian Microsoft and just MVPs together in Canada for one show. And so our number is now up over 27 or something like that for MVPs that have now
Wow.
signed up to participate in the show. And I have to tell you, folks, that is a lot of mind share in one room. There will probably not be a single question that you will have coming into that show that one of those MVPs won't have a really good answer for. So, you know, when you come out to these types of events that we put on, I highly suggest that, you know, you take out your pen and paper and, you know, come prepped with some questions that you have. We're there to help. We're there to share, right? And
Right.
one of my favorite parts of MVP Days, Clint, is the fact that we're able to help out guys like yourself get your MVP, because it's those type of speaking engagements in front of the community. So we've actually been able to now create three MVPs and help those MVPs get their inaugural status. With the show. It's not the entire part of it, but it's a good portion of, you know, that community involvement effort. So we've had Mr. Emil Cabot, we've had yourself, and we've had Simon Perryman all participate before they've had their MVP status. So that's absolutely amazing that we're able to help new MVPs come on board into the program too.
So yeah, Dave, I mean, last year I was fortunate enough to have the opportunity to come up and participate in the Western Canada version of MVP Days. And it was an absolutely fantastic event. Like you said, there was 15 different Microsoft Most Valuable Professionals that were there that I was able to network with, meet, make relationships with, folks that you typically don't get access to, right? This year you said the Eastern Canada version is set to have 27 MVPs. Now, that's a, like you said, that's a lot of brain power in one room. And it's solely focused on community, right? Because there's typically no vendor speeches there, right? It's all getting raw content, raw access to data that, like you said, is 100% produced by the community for the community. Now, you know Veeam, we love the community, and we're proud to have been signed up and be a diamond sponsor for the upcoming event that you have there that's going on in Toronto, Ottawa, and Montreal. So for those folks that are our listeners that are in the Eastern Canada region, I can guarantee you that the keynote that I will deliver will be one of the best. So please go out to mvpdays.com, and if you use the registration code Veeam, VEEAM, whenever you register, the cost of registration is actually waived. So that's something that the community and Veeam together are providing to you folks, you know, our listeners of the Veeam Community Podcast. So definitely want to check that out. You know, other than myself, Dave, I mean, can you just quickly rattle off some of the names of the folks that are going to be in attendance?
Oh yeah, for sure. So let me just there's so many. I actually just have to pull it up here real quick. So if you go to if folks if you go to www.mvpdays.com, MVPDAYS.com, we have a list of all of the speakers that are up there and some of our headliners that are going to be taking and going to be coming back again this year. We've actually got some new ones in here because we've got a few new tracks, a couple of my friends. We've got Joel Hebert, so he is a development MVP. We've got Josh Vardy, development MVP as well. We've got Vlad, who's a SharePoint MVP. So we've got a couple new tracks this year, Clint, which is really exciting. We actually have a SharePoint and Office 365 track that is a brand new track for us. And we also now have a development track because there's been so many new things that have been coming out down the line that this is really important for us. So we've got a couple other ones. We've got Brian Bourne. We've got Garth Jones, who's very well known in the deployment community. And I just there's too many more to rattle off. So if you guys are listening, my MVP friends that are out there, and I have happened to have missed you, we still have the love for you. But there are a lot. The number of speaker submissions that came in this year was just absolutely overwhelming. And I have to tell you, Clint, it was overwhelming in such a great way just to see this community that's forming around MVP Days is just unreal. For example, yesterday alone, for the Toronto venue, we had almost 50 registrations for Toronto single day. And we still have a long time to go before this event goes live. We still have over 30 plus days before this event is actually live. And for organizers like myself and Super Crystal, my wife, that makes us feel so good to know that, all these efforts and the activities that we're doing in the community are being so well received.
Right. Now that's fantastic. And just the Vanguard program alone in Veeam itself. So Veeam, now we have three Microsoft MVPs on staff: Anton Gostev, Mike Ressler, and myself. But then also within the Vanguard community, we have quite a few MVPs also, focused on the cloud and data center management space, because that's really where we play. So we have yourself, Dave Kuula. We also have Didier Van Hoy, as well as Karsten, too, right? So those are probably two of the most renowned Hyper-V specific MVPs, worldwide, and they're a part of the Veeam Vanguard program. So that's absolutely spectacular to have that quality, that caliber of talent as part of the community, right? It's something that they value on a daily basis. So with that, I mean, Dave, is there anything else that you want to add for the folks out there?
Yeah, I actually have something I'd like to add, Clint, is that we're having a special promotion as part of the MVP Days event and part of the amazing sponsorship that we receive via Veeam and the work that we do in community. I have a ticket that we're going to be giving away at the end of the month here for Tech Mentor. It is actually 100% free ticket. And how are you going to win that? What we want to do is we want to see your favorite technology picture or image tweeted out to hashtag MVP Hour. And what we're going to do is we're going to select that winner by January 31st. So I don't know when your podcast is going to go live. When is this podcast scheduled to go live, Clint?
I wish you were able to get it out within the next day or two. I'm the only
Perfect.
thing holding it up.
Perfect. So what we'll have to do is in the notes for that, if people take and if they tweet out to MVP Hour with any of their favorite technology photos that they have, got to keep it clean, folks. We're not going to select anything that's not nice, and that's a family-friendly hashtag. But that's one of the main hashtags that we have for MVP Days. And I think maybe before we finish, Clint, we'll talk just real quick about MVP hour, because we've been slacking a little bit over the last little while and haven't had an MVP hour.
We have.
Probably schedule one for early February here. MVP hour is a framework, folks, where you can take and sign into a live Twitter chat with MVPs from all over the world. Clint, guys like Clint, myself, and other regular MVPs are on there. I think the largest one we ever had, Clint, was I think we had 12 or 13 MVPs participating. And it's an ask us anything type framework. So, those questions that you have, you don't have to even wait for events like MVP days. We welcome questions coming in. It's sometimes easier for community evangelists like guys like Clint and myself and other MVPs that are out there in the field to actually respond to Twitter now instead of emails, just because of the plethora of emails that we get on a daily basis. And it's a great framework to stay in touch with us, because we're normally very, very responsive in the Twitterverse. So remember, guys, hashtag MVP hour. Give us a great tweet about, either what you love about MVP days, Veeam Vanguard program, Microsoft MVPs, your favorite IT picture from 2015, 2016. Maybe it's one of the events when maybe you're out at one of the events and you saw us at, Veeam On or Microsoft Ignite or something like that. Doesn't matter. Just post something that's fun, and we're going to be picking that winner by the end of the month. So make sure that you guys tweet that up. The registration value is worth over $2,000, Clint, and that's a promotion as part of Tech Mentor supporting the MVP Days Roadshow. So that is a free giveaway from the folks at Tech Mentor, because they love the community as well.
Yeah, not only will you get to go and check out a great event, Tech Mentor, but you can come and hang out with Dave and myself.
Exactly.
But
In Las in fabulous Las Vegas.
before we wrap this up, Dave, there's one last thing that I wanted to bring up. And it's your, I shouldn't say our. I mean, I've partaken in quite a few episodes that you have out there, but the interview with an MVP Channel 9 channel that you have out there. How many episodes are you up to now on the Channel 9?
We are over 30 episodes. We launched that channel at the beginning of August of 2015. And I have to tell you, Clint, with help from guys like yourself coming and being active guest speakers, we are now over 25,000 views of our episodes, which is absolutely amazing.
And for those of you, the listeners that might not be necessarily too familiar with what interview with an MVP is, but also Channel 9. So if you go out on the interwebs and go to Channel 9, so Channel, the number 9, dot msdn.com, and in the search bar, you type in interview with an MVP, you'll come across Dave's channel that he has out there, as well as the list of all the episodes that have been recorded. And as Dave meant, I was fortunate enough to have the opportunity to go out to Redmond with him with Dave last year, around the November time frame, and we did quite a few sessions. I think we recorded like 10 or 11 or 12 different sessions over the course of a 2-day period, but we did a lot. Right. So some like, what the heck is NanoServer? If you're interested in learning about the new headless deployment option for Microsoft, Dave and I did a session on that has over 991 views right now. We did a whole list of other things as well. Dude, Where's My Server, which was a fun one to record. There's a lot of different information, a lot of different content out there. So I strongly encourage everybody to check out the interview with an MVP that we have, but also, just check out Channel 9 in general. It's a great place for folks that are MVPs to produce content that that you can consume and learn. So it's a great community. And with that, I mean, I didn't have anything else. If Dave doesn't have anything else, I think it's a wrap.
No, awesome. Hey, Clint, as always, it's a pleasure, and we will see you in a few short weeks at MVP Days 2016 Eastern Canada.
You got it, my friend. Hey, Dave, we really appreciate it. Thanks for your time, and everybody, we'll see you out there.